Well, it's always a good idea to stay away from sharks, but as it turns out, it's even a better idea for sharks to steer clear of us. And that's pretty much the conclusion of new research by Canadian scientists who found out that in just the past few decades, reef shark numbers have dropped by a staggering 90% in waters near populated islands. University of Victoria biologist Julia Baum has been studying sharks for years and is co-author of the study, and I spoke with her before the program. Julia Baum, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, we've heard that many species of wildlife are in decline these days, but it seems an enormous number. I mean, 90% decline in Pacific reef shark populations? That seems surprising, certainly.
It is. It's staggering. It's a huge number, and it really indicates the massive losses of these top predators that have occurred on coral reefs, basically wherever there are people.
Now, when we say reef sharks, is that a specific species, as like a great white or something else, or it's just sharks of several species that hang around reefs?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's sharks of several species that hang around reefs. So it's actually not the great white shark. It's a group of smaller sharks. So reef sharks tend to be a little bit smaller than those large, iconic sharks that many folks are scared of. So the main species that we were looking at in our study was the gray reef shark. It's about six, seven, 8 feet long. And then we looked at a couple of other species as well, the white tip reef shark, black tip reef shark, the Galapagos shark, and the tawny nurse shark. So a group of five sharks, and these are kind of smaller sharks that are closely affiliated with coral reefs.
Now, your study looked at reef sharks that are both near populations and far away from populations. How does the human presence affect sharks?
Well, humans affect sharks basically by fishing them. So in our study, we were using human population numbers as a proxy for general pressures that people put on sharks. And the main type of pressure that people put on sharks is fishing them. So in this case, the fishing pressure can come in a few different forms, ranging from recreational fisheries, where people are going out and sort of fishing sharks for sport, to incidental captures. So that occurs when fishermen are targeting other species, but they happen to catch some reef sharks accidentally. And then we also suspect that in some locations, there may be some illegal fishing going on where reef sharks might actually be directly targeted.
But still, I wouldn't think that that would be responsible for a 90% decline.
Right. So I think there are a couple of factors at play here. I think it's a lot of different fisheries cumulatively having a large effect. So several different types of fishing pressure, as I said. And then also the fact that this has probably been taking place over many decades. So the way that our study worked was we were doing a spatial comparison, so comparing reefs that are populated with some of the most remote isolated reefs in the world. And that's how we estimate the 90% decline. But that decline probably happened over the past 3 or 4 decades. So it's not something that we think has occurred, you know, in the past year or two or anything. It's been a long process of accumulating human pressures and impacts on these species.
What do you think this is doing to the marine ecosystem when you take out 90% of a predator like that?
Right. So we suspect it's probably having a big effect. In other ecosystems, whenever top predators like sharks in the water or, you know, wolves on land are removed from the system, it tends to have kind of knock-on effects in the ecosystem, so effects that trickle down. And so other players in the ecosystem, the prey species, for example, are usually affected, and they can sort of increase and get a little out of control. On coral reefs, it's really that's a great question. It's an open question, and it's actually the subject of my current research program because it just hasn't been known until now. And that's because, as our study shows, wherever there are people, there are few reef sharks, and that's where most biologists go to study coral reefs as well. So we have a research program now in the Central Pacific on a very remote, isolated reef where there still are healthy numbers of reef sharks, and we're there working over the summer trying to figure out what these guys actually do on the reef.
We've heard over the past few years that warming oceans is killing off some of the reefs themselves. Is that having an effect, maybe?
Well, I think that in general, what we're showing is that there are a lot of different stresses on coral reefs these days. So the corals themselves, which are alive and they are also the habitat for all of the reef fishes, they're being hit really hard by climate change, and that affects them through bleaching and also through acidification. And so that's sort of coming up from the bottom of the food web. And then fishing pressure is affecting reef sharks, as we've shown in our study, and a lot of other reef fishes, and that's coming from the top. So all in all, coral reefs are getting hard hit by a lot of different human disturbances.
No, I'm just wondering, if the reefs themselves are dying out, is that perhaps a factor in the end of the, or the reduction in shark numbers?
That could potentially be playing some sort of indirect effect. I mean, if the corals are being degraded themselves, that's the habitat for all the reef fishes, and so there could be some indirect connections there, but we think that the main culprit for the reef sharks is fishing.
Now, the trouble with sharks is that they've got a pretty bad reputation. I mean, we've seen in films, they're very scary. They have lots of teeth, and people are often very frightened of them. How do you motivate people to be concerned? I mean, it's not as if they're cute and cuddly like a koala bear, for example, you know?
That's exactly right. Yeah, sharks are not cute and cuddly, but I think that a lot of people are really passionate about sharks, and there's actually a lot of interest. There's been just a huge interest over the past decade or so in people wanting to go diving with sharks. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions about sharks that, you know, have been very unfortunate, stemming all the way back from Jaws. And Jaws is about one species of shark. I always tell people there are over 400 different species of sharks, and there's a huge diversity of sizes and behaviors, and they do all sorts of things. They're incredibly beautiful animals, and we dive with these reef sharks all the time, and we have no problems with them, and in fact, we love to see them on the reef.
But still, with only 10% of the world's reef shark population around, is it possible that some species would become extinct, are becoming extinct? Can these animals survive?
Well, I think that what we're hoping is that our study will spur effective conservation measures for the remaining healthy populations. So those are at some of the most isolated coral reefs in the world. And I think in the past, they were probably protected just by virtue of the fact that they are so isolated and so far out there in the remote Pacific. Now we know there are industrial fishing fleets fishing all over the Pacific Ocean, primarily targeting tunas. And those fishing fleets now are able to potentially stop at these coral reefs and start finning the reef sharks, because shark fins are a really valuable product. So what we're hoping is that this new information can help spur effective conservation measures to really protect those isolated reefs.
All right. And a final thought, Ms. Baum, just again, I'd like you to express what we lose if we lose the sharks. What could happen? What are the effects of that?
It's still an open question, but I think what we lose if we lose reef sharks is the top predators in the ecosystem. We suspect that that could have cascading effects downwards in the system, potentially causing the system to be less stable, potentially altering the whole structure of the reef. But we're really still investigating that and waiting to find out.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thanks so much.
And that was my conversation with Julia Baum, an assistant professor in the Department of Biology at the University of Victoria. And we'll post a link to her website on our own webpage, which is, of course, rcinet.ca/the link. And Julia Baum joined us on the line from Victoria, capital of Canada's Pacific Coast province of British Columbia.